human rights.
The struggle will continue. Those were the words of Ugandan opposition leader Kizza Besigye. He was addressing his supporters in a video posted on his YouTube channel more than 1 month since he was placed under house arrest. Uganda's Electoral Commission declared President Yoweri Museveni winner of the February 18th poll with 61% of the votes. Besigye, leader of the Forum for Democratic Change, FDC, had 35% of the votes. He rejected the results, but due to his house arrest, has failed to meet the deadline for filing a legal challenge. From Kampala, Alex Jita reports.
This is my home. Can I have an answer? What is all this about? Why are you on my property?
Kizza Besigye facing off with the police who have been camping at his residence for more than a month now. Besigye contested against President Museveni for the third time in the February general elections and polled 35% to Museveni's 61%. Besigye rejected the results but could not beat the deadline to challenge the election in court. His party, the Forum for Democratic Change, announced a defiance campaign that included weekly prayers, staying away from work on Thursdays, and wearing blue on Fridays. The police immediately arrested Besigye on February 18th and have kept him at his residence near Kampala with no charges brought against him. Ever since, he has not been allowed to leave his house.
I protested that I don't want my house to be turned into a prison. I have not been freed from the time I was arrested, which means I have been under detention for more than the time that is allowed by the law. I'm completely surrounded and not allowed to leave.
Human rights activists see this as a violation of his fundamental rights. Agaba Magulu is the chairperson of the Uganda Human Rights Commission.
It has taken a number of days beyond what the Constitution prescribes. We realize that it's a human rights violation, or an alleged human rights violation for that matter. With the powers of the Commission and functions of the Commission, we record this case, investigate it and pursue it to its logical conclusion.
Besigye, through his lawyers, reported the matter to a local court and a judgment was due this week. However, on the day the judgment was due to be announced, Besigye's lawyers were told that a higher court had taken his case file. No reason was given for this development and no new date was given for the continuation of the case. David Impanga is Besigye's lawyer.
What is strange is the speed with which the application for review was made. If you're a fan of conspiracy theories, you might think that in fact somebody is trying very hard to ensure that this matter is not heard.
Uganda's Internal Affairs Minister, Rose Akol, was put to task by a parliamentary committee this week to explain Besigye's continued detention. She told the committee that security had information that Besigye intended to disorganize the capital city. President Yoweri Museveni told reporters that he was contacted by a number of diplomats on the issue, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Those Europeans, they are not serious. I tell them politely, even Mr. John Kerry rang me and I told him, don't worry, we are experts here in managing all those things. Don't have to worry. Now, handling Besigye cannot be allowed to disturb our peace. Now, the other time we went to invade a police house.
Various international human rights bodies and foreign governments have asked the government of Uganda to formally charge Besigye in the courts of law or leave his house and he regains his freedom. Those calls have not been answered and there appears to be no end in sight regarding this issue.
Alex Jita in Kampala.